At 8:14, this is News Radio 560 KPQ. Michael Knight and Kevin Rounds connecting with our state senator. Brad Hawkins is on the line. Kevin, you're a good neighbor. Why don't you ask the first question?
Well, Senator Hawkins, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Yeah, good friends make good neighbors.
And I'd imagine you're maybe not singing the insurance company jingle when you're talking about good neighbor acts.
No, but I am very pleased that the state Senate unanimously approved a bill that that I sponsored this year. I've been working closely with the Department of Natural Resources on a bill that helps provide and enable some of the funding and the authorizations that we need to make under what's known as the Good Neighbor Authority Agreement. And that agreement is an agreement that is allowed under federal law, where states like our state DNR, Department of Natural Resources, can partner with the U.S. Forest Service to conduct important forest health treatments and other work to reduce the risk of wildfire on federal land. So this is an opportunity where, you know, we can show some partnership between our state agencies and federal agencies and do some of the important work that needs to be done. The bill came up just a couple days ago. I was actually able to offer a floor amendment that was accepted that improved it even further. And now the bill moves over to the House of Representatives to go through the whole process over there.
What will that process be?
Well, it's, you know, in order for a bill to become a law, it has to be approved by the legislative branch. And so the legislative branch is the House and the Senate. And, of course, then it needs to be signed by the governor. So the process is essentially the same. You can introduce a bill either in the House or the Senate. It has to go through its committee process, be approved by its committee, and then make it to the full floor for a vote of the entire body. And then if it survives that process, then it goes to the opposite chamber. So in this case, my Senate bill will go to the House of Representatives, and the first stop will be a hearing before the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee. And so I've already started working over the chair of that committee and asking for a hearing on that bill. And I believe he says he supports having a hearing, and hopefully we'll have that sooner rather than later. And then the bill will need to be approved by the full House of Representatives and then be signed by the governor. But what's interesting too about this bill, and I normally don't attach these sort of amendments to it like I did on the floor, but in working with the Department of Natural Resources, they said they have some important work that's already sort of in the works, and they need to be able to capture some of the revenue that's associated with those from the federal government, or else we'd have to send some of those revenues back. So my amendment on the Senate floor added what's called an emergency clause, where this bill will take effect immediately once it's signed into law by the governor, rather than waiting the standard 90 days after the end of the session. So normally when the governor does his ceremony and signs the bills don't actually become law until 90 days after. In this case, if it makes it through the process in the House and gets to the governor and he signs it, it will become law effective immediately, which will be helpful to just further advance the important work that, you know, we need to do on forest health in the state of Washington. And it's really neat to see something that was inspired at the local level. You know, a lot of this forest health sort of work, I was inspired by the Wenatchee-based wildfire project, where the lawmakers in Olympia are on in a bipartisan way fully engaged into this. We have our Commissioner of Public Lands, Hillary France, who is now a friend of mine. She's been working really hard, and she's a great champion on this issue. So I think everybody's working together, and then to be able to work closely with our federal partners is another critical step. So I'm excited about the progress we're making on this issue.
And if you hear anybody talking about the importance of, or the ideas of trying to get or to have better wildfire seasons for us, it always seems to be, we need to be more proactive. We need to stop reacting to everything. We need to get out there and get in front of the fires, as opposed to making sure that we always have the money to pay everybody to fight them. Not that that's important, but let's make the problem lesser before we, you know, worry about finding more solutions.
Absolutely, Kevin. That's exactly right. We need to do both on the fire suppression, but we can't do that at the detriment of the important forest health work that needs to be ongoing. In fact, I know our federal partners at the federal level are looking into that very issue. It's an issue on the federal level known as fire borrowing, where they borrow from the Forest Service the forest health work that they need to do, and then they use that, those funds to help fight the fires. We need to, and Senator Cantwell has a bill on that, I think Congressman Newhouse as well. We can separate that whole issue out so that the Forest Service can do the important work that they need to do. And in our case, I'm excited that we have these good neighbor agreements in place and that my bill will allow expenditures to be authorized under those, because fire, as you know, it knows no jurisdictional boundaries. We happen to have a lot of state land, but we also, especially in the 12th District, have a lot of federal U.S. Forest Service land. And so it's important that we do the work, you know, across all jurisdictional boundaries.
Senator Brad Hawkins, thanks for joining us on Legislative Friday. Thanks for your work and your time this morning. We appreciate it. We'll talk with you next Friday at this time.
Sounds great, guys. Thank you so much for the opportunity.